1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, home.
Hot diggity dog, how good does that sound, huh? Celebrating Valentine's Day, special edition of Rosie on the House this February 2015. We're also celebrating the 60th anniversary of Sanderson Ford, where we're broadcasting live, and we've actually recruited someone who came here just didn't want to be particularly acknowledged, just came here to enjoy the crawfish. I think she actually came here on a dare. We've got Daisha here, who with her husband Tedrick are active duty Air Force out at Luke. They're from Lafayette, Louisiana. They heard we were boiling authentic Cajun crawfish, and she came. She threw it down. She said, "I doubt it's as good as any I eat at home."
I did doubt, but boy, was I surprised.
Miss Deja, that's authentic Cajun crawfish
right there.
That is authentic. Right,
that is the best you can get, now, better than home.
Yeah, I mean, you know what boiled crawfish should taste like, huh?
I do. We eat it all the time at home.
Did you do us a favor? A lot of times when we do these boiled crawfishes out here in Arizona, a lot of people don't know how to eat them. Did you have to show anybody how to eat them?
I didn't, but I did ask one of the guys if he was a pro, and he said, "A pro at what?" I said, "Are you a pro peeler? Because I'm going to peel faster than you."
Now, talk a little bit about what got y'all out here to Arizona.
Well, 2 years ago, my husband and I uprooted from Louisiana on active duty orders. He is stationed here at Luke Air Force Base, and this is our new home.
Oh, that's fantastic. What do you think?
I love it.
Pretty
love
nice,
it
isn't it?
It was even better when I found crawfish. That was the first thing I looked up. Where can we get crawfish?
No mosquitoes and crawfish. Best of both
right,
worlds.
Right, right.
You can have the crawfish and not have the mosquitoes. You know, right. Romy and I have actually been out to Luke Air to fly the F-16 simulators.
Oh, okay.
And we've been waiting. Maybe you can arrange us. Maybe you and Tedrick can arrange us.
He fits all the pilots.
Well, since we've already done the simulators.
F-16. We want the F-35
simulator. Could we get in the seat of an F-35?
I'm sure you can.
Tedrick says
he
look,
can
thumbs
make that
up.
Happen.
We can get in the seat of an F-35. Can I have the front seat? Man, the Luke Air Force Base, the proud home of the F-35. Is that an incredible vehicle?
Beautiful.
Well, Miss Daisha, thank you for coming on air.
Thank you
for serving our country, Tedrick. And who's this little jewel right here?
This is Lila.
Lila, how are you, darling? Good morning.
Say, I had a few pieces of crawfish.
Did she eat some crawfish, too?
She likes to play with them when they're alive.
Yeah, all right. Well, glad you're here visiting us from Louisiana. Glad you're here on active duty out at Luke. Thank you for your service, and thanks for dropping by. As a matter of fact, Romy, we posted on our website that we were flying in some crawfish. Wasn't it Tedrick that called in and said, "Could you add a couple pounds on that?" He's going to go home and boil some more tonight.
Daisha sent us an email, and I was going to check at the end of the day. I just said, "You know, we'll save you some money on some shipping. We'll tag it onto our order." I had emails from her. I had texts from Tedrick. Did you see my wife's email? We want 20 pounds. We got you covered.
That's great. Thank you for dropping by.
No problem, anytime.
All right. And again, thank you for your service. That is another one of the components of Sanderson Ford and how they continue to support the community. You know, they support SARC. They support the Phoenix Children's Hospital. They support Ronald McDonald House Charities. They support MAM, which is the Military Assistance Mission. They support St. Mary's Food Bank. And this isn't just stuff they've begun supporting in the last couple of years. These are things they have done for decades. So I personally have been buying cars here for the last 30 years. Haven't bought a car at any other dealership other than Sanderson Ford. And I couldn't encourage you more. Get out here now. Do we still have any crawfish left at all? We got about 15 pounds left, 20
probably.
Pounds left?
Probably. At the bottom of the hour, there's about 40 pounds left.
And okay.
Yeah, there's probably 10, 15 pounds left.
So if you're out in the area, 51st Avenue in Glendale, come on over to 6400. They don't have salesmen sitting at the tables with you or anything like that. This is a customer appreciation effort by Sanderson Ford. Called Arizona Crawfish Company and said, "Hey, fly us in 100 pounds of crawfish. Let's get them boiled up, done right." You just heard from Daisha, a certified Cajun from South Louisiana, Lafayette, Louisiana, says it's even better crawfish than she even eats at home. So Come taste authentic crawfish. Come collect a sportsman's bottle we're giving away for free. We've got Sanderson Ford coffee mugs, and you can register for a great outdoor backpack loaded with great electronic equipment at a value of over $400. Somebody's going to win that before the end of the show, which is just in another 5 or 6 minutes. The crawfish are going to last probably another 15 or 20 minutes, and we'll be out of them. Get on over here, grab a plate, sit down, introduce yourself. And, again, if you've got an idea for the fourth hour of Rosie on the House, which is now airing from 7 a.m. to 8, we are on continuous from 7 to 11. We've got to find the right topic for that 7 to 8. Is it just expanding the Lawn and Garden Show another hour? Is it putting the Lawn and Garden Show earlier for all the early birds that get out and till their soil?
And we could do like a cooking hour at 10 to 11 as we get into our lunch time. I don't know.
What are we going to
do with
it?
Sky's the limit. We've got our ideas. We've got our pilot programs that we put together. But we're here for the listeners.
Now, listen,
what would you like to hear?
We had a caller that we didn't get to who wanted to know how to go about selecting an air conditioner. And I can tell her as well as everyone else that may have that on their agenda to-do list here the next couple months, go to RosieOnTheHouse.com. We've put together a consumer's guide, buyer's directory on how to shop air conditioning. If you follow that step by step, you will be assured of not being taken advantage of and not being sold the wrong piece of equipment. Do not allow an air conditioning contractor to quote you over the phone. That is exactly the wrong way to do it. Go to RosieOnTheHouse.com and pull down the Buying Air Conditioner Consumer's Guide. Folks, if y'all had half as much fun as I did today, if you've been blessed at all by the broadcast this particular week, we, all of us at Rosie on the House, would ask you to do us one favor. Between now and next Saturday, pay it forward. Find somebody that needs to be encouraged and do it.